Don, what are you doing?
Throwing eggs at the wall.
I can see that. Why are you throwing eggs against the wall?
Did you know that every year millions and millions of eggs are intentionally infected with flu viruses? Someone has to take a stand.
You're talking about how flu vaccines are made?
Right, and it's got to stop.
Just so I'm clear, vaccine makers crack the eggshell and inject the virus into the white stuff surrounding the yolk. Then they reseal the egg, the embryo becomes infected, and the virus is allowed to copy itself trillions of times over. And they use eggs because eggs are easy to infect and are relatively cheap, right?
Well, yeah, but...
But the problem with using eggs to make flu vaccines is that normally there are plenty of eggs to go around. But when there's a sudden outbreak of the flu on several continents, the eggs can run out pretty fast. And that's one of the reasons why researchers are experimenting with a new way to grow flu vaccines. Instead of infecting eggs, they're trying to grow flu viruses in cultured human and animal cells. When an epidemic occurs, doctors could simply grow a large colony of cells and then more easily develop enough vaccine. And this method may not only save time, but also potentially produce more effective vaccines, since the vaccine grown in cells may be better than vaccines grown in eggs at mimicking the flu virus that infects people.
So, okay. I probably shouldn't have thrown eggs against the wall.
No.
And I should probably clean them up.
Yes.
I'm going now.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Tony Mesher in the Medical Sciences program. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.